from your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and this message for parents comes from the T. Rowe Price College Savings Plan. Today's outdoor adventures can lead to solving tomorrow's challenges. That's why the T. Rowe Price College Savings Plan is committed to helping families plan for education-related expenses. Learn more at TRoePrice529.com.
Hey, everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of the Nolly.
Let's go!
She's Molly of the Nolly. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels the fire we
come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe. Let's go!
Molly of the Nolly. She's Molly of the Nolly. She's Molly of the Nolly.
Drive faster, Dad. Mom will be landing soon. And she's bringing back my favorite double strawberry shortcake with strawberry frosting for my birthday.
Is it your birthday, Molly? I almost forgot.
Dad.
Take the radio. I bet your mom's close enough to hear you.
Molly to Mom, Molly to Mom, do you read?
Loud and clear, Molly. I can see Kaya right below me. Wow, looks like we got another foot of snow.
Yep, isn't it beautiful? Did you bring anything special back home from Fairbanks?
Let's see. I've got camping supplies, butter, milk, tangerines for your Grandpa Nat. I think that's it.
Mom, what about my birthday cake?
There's the runway behind the Denali Trading Post. See you on the ground.
But...
Mom, over and out.
There's Mom's plane! Dad, I'm going to wave her in!
Right behind you, Molly!
Here she comes! As always, Mom.
Thanks to my excellent ground crew.
What do you say Molly and I help you unload the plane?
Thanks, you two. Why don't you grab the crate of milk while I carry this very special box to the truck?
Molly, help me lower the crate to the ground.
What do you think Mom was carrying in that cake box?
No idea. Let's bring this to the truck.
Walter, why is the Denali Trading Post closed? I had some supplies to deliver.
Mr. Rowley shut it down while you were gone. After 21 years, he decided it was time to retire.
Does that mean that the Trading Post is closed forever?
Unless someone else decides to reopen it.
But I loved going there. You never knew who you might meet.
Here, let's put the crate into the truck bed. 1, 2, 3.
So, Mom, you think it would be okay for me to take a really super fast look at...
Oh, you mean what I put in the truck. If you really can't wait.
I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait!
Go ahead.
Oh, no! Mom! Dad!
Molly, what is it?
What's wrong?
The box. It's empty.
But the birthday cake was in there when I took it out of the plane.
Then, where did it go?
I'll make you a birthday cake myself, Molly. My mother's own recipe. I'll do it all from memory. 1/2 pound of strawberries for the frosting, 3 eggs... or is that 4 eggs?
Musi cho, Grandpa. Thanks. I bet it's going to taste delicious.
Just as good as the one from the bakery in Fairbanks. Well, almost as good.
I just hope it doesn't mysteriously disappear like the other one. Do you think a wild animal ate it?
The world is full of mysteries, Segoya.
But isn't trying to solve them how we learn about the world?
There are many ways to learn about the world. But I hear another mystery right now. The mystery of what is going on above our heads.
Do you two hear those noises?
It sounds like... scratching?
Or like someone very small is dancing on the roof. Let's grab our coats and go see.
Molly, shine the flashlight up there.
is that?
It's Dotson! Raven, look!
He's staring right at us.
And dropping stones on our roof.
He'll keep us up all night with that racket.
Can I take some crackers and try luring him away from the house?
I'm not sure that will work, Molly.
Then how do we get him off our roof?
A raven may be mischievous, but sometimes mischief conceals a larger purpose. Maybe instead of chasing him away, we should pay attention to why he's here.
But why is he here?
That's a question that'll have to wait. It's getting late. Time for you to go to bed.
Grandpa, can you tell me a story before you go home?
I'd be honored.
Okay, but let's keep it to one story tonight.
One story, we promise. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Love you. Net dit dan.
Good night, Molly.
Grandpa, do you think our raven on the roof is connected to Great Raven?
Well, they say Datsunza created people from clay and that he could be a trickster, like our new friend up there.
So why is he here?
All animals have something to teach us if we open our hearts and minds.
What have you learned from animals, Chada?
Me? You want to hear my story?
Yes. And so does the raven.
Then who am I to refuse? This took place a long time ago, when Kaya was getting ready to hold a potlatch to honor a great chief who had passed.
Sounds important.
It was. I went out with some of the other men in the village to hunt moose. My party and I were having no luck at all, and we were about to return home, when I looked up to see two ravens circling over a nearby hill.
Why were they up there?
At first, I tried to shoo them off. I thought their cries might actually be scaring the moose away.
What did you do, Grandpa?
I remembered the stories my mother told me of Datsunza and thought, if Great Raven created people, he wouldn't want us to go hungry. So even though I was feeling tired, I decided to follow them.
Where did they lead you?
They led me and my hunting party to a clearing with a big bull moose who fed the entire community for potlatch.
Wow.
Don't forget that we once used to speak the same language as the animals. If we listen carefully, we can still understand them.
I promise to listen harder in the morning, Grandpa. I just hope this raven will let me get some sleep.
Chewie dribbles up the court. He jukes out one defender, then another. Oh, he passes to Molly Mabray at the three-point line.
Molly Mabray for three. And...
oh, she misses.
Are you okay, Molly? You always hit that shot.
Yeah, I'm... fine. Just a little tired.
Too excited about your birthday to sleep, huh?
No. Well, yes. I mean, you only turn 10 once, right? But I keep thinking about the mystery.
What mystery?
Someone or something stole my birthday cake.
Your double strawberry with strawberry frosting birthday cake?
Yep, right out of the truck near the trading post. And then last night, there was this raven that kept dropping stones on the roof.
Weird, huh?
A raven. You mean like that raven sitting on the basketball hoop?
Yes. Is it my imagination? Or is that bird looking at me?
Maybe it wants to play with us.
Or maybe he's trying to tell us something. Like in the old stories. Excuse me, Datsun. Is there something you want from us?
He's got something in his beak.
Where's he going?
He's coming right at us. Cover your head.
Watch out for the rock!
Let's get out of here!
Wait, I think he wants us to follow him.
Or he's just a bird having a bad day.
Come on, Dewey! Don't you want to solve the mystery?
Well... okay, I'm in. Follow that raven!
Raven is over there, up ahead.
Maybe we should follow him tomorrow, Molly. It's getting kind of dark.
Come on, He landed right on the roof of the Denali trading post.
But it's closed down.
Raven, why didn't you lead us to the trading post?
Now where are you going, Molly?
I'm following Raven around the back of the trading post.
Don't tell me you speak Raven.
I wish. Let's go scope it out.
Okay, wait up.
Shh, look around.
What are we looking for exactly?
Clues.
Clues?
Clues, like this.
Whoa, look what I found.
Dewey, do you know what this is?
Pink and gooey. Smells sweet, like strawberries.
Exactly. Strawberry frosting from my birthday cake.
Look, there's more.
It's a trail.
Where does it lead?
Looks like it ends at the trading post wall, right here. The panel is loose. I bet if you hold it to the side, I could squeeze through.
Molly, is this the best idea? The trading post is closed and...
Raven wants us to go in? I'm going in.
Hey, you said you don't speak Raven. Fine, wait for me. It's pretty dark in here. I can't even see my... Ow!
Shh! I think I hear someone. Hello? Is someone in here? Wild beast! Run!
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from IKEA. As a parent, you childproof everything. Well, almost everything. You may not have thought about one thing. And that's securing your dressers and chests to the wall. It helps avoid dangerous tip-over accidents. Secure it. From IKEA. Working to create safer homes together.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit cho! Thank you!